Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another edition of CMC Radio. I'm your host, Rob May. Hope everyone's having a great week so far. It's Tuesday, 6:30 p.m. here on the East Coast, and very excited to have back on the show for tonight, Mr. Wilho Sari, part four of an extended series that we're doing with him. We did a number of shows with him previously, and for anyone that's just catching on to this particular series, Wilho is a professional cantala player, and for all those that may not know what that instrument is, it's I would say similar to kind of a guitar, obviously a stringed instrument, and Wilho has been played some amazing songs for us, both original and you know, some other covers and such that he's been able to perform. He's traveled the world. He's been doing this for quite some time now, and it's a, he certainly has it in his blood. It's been a family activity, I'll say, but so much more than an activity, as it's been very professional. And there's a lot of interesting stories that Wilho shared with us, and we're just waiting to get him on the line right now, and hopefully he'll be joining us momentarily. And just to let you know too, if again, Wilho has we've been playing some songs from his album, from his two albums, I should say. I'm sorry. He does have two albums available right now directly from him. And the name of those albums are From Willie's Attic and then Cantala Songs of Praise. So, again, we should be getting him on the line any second now, and we will see what he's got in store for us tonight and find out if he's playing anywhere interesting and hopefully get some nice live performances out of him. So let's just give Wilho a couple more minutes here to try to connect with us here. Hey, Wilho, are you going to call in? Okay, call the show now. Call that number now. You didn't call yet. You got to call the number in. And Wilho should be joining us momentarily.
Yes.
Hey, Wilho, are you there?
Yes.
All right, good to have you on the show. Welcome back to CMC Radio. So, Wilho, obviously I was touting, you know, your skills as a professional cantala player. I mean, you've had a number of years, obviously, experience. And why don't you just, you know, again, I know this was not something that you just have been playing all of your life, right? I mean, this is something that you picked up after really retiring, correct?
Yes, I started playing when I turned 50.
Very nice.
And I've been at it now 34 years.
That's amazing. That is amazing. So I was telling everyone about your albums that are for sale, the Cantala Songs of Praise and then From Willie's Attic, both of which are available directly from you. And again, Wilho, you know, just to kind of take us through, you know, how happy were you to release these albums? I mean, what's it feel like to release music that you've written and recorded?
Well, the first one I did here was tunes that I've written myself, except the last piece is my great-great-grandmother's piece, but it was just unreal, as it were, I never imagined anything like this
in my younger days. and Wilho, just to refresh anyone that might be joining the series tonight, what did you do before you retired?
I was a school teacher for 34 years, And my wife was a school teacher as well. And I grew up on a dairy farm. And 2 years after high school, I was milking cows yet. And finally, I decided I should go to college to see what it's all about. So glad I went.
Mm-hmm.
And I had interesting time of teaching in the state of Washington, 3 years in Liberia, and back to Washington State where I finished my teaching years.
And so take us through, how you started playing then the cantilla.
Well, my dad, I'm a fifth generation player. My great-great-grandmother, she lived in the 1800s, and she was well-known in Finland and in that area as a cantilla player. She raised a family of 11 children and practically supported them by going around playing the cantilla. There's a statue of her in Finland, and most everyone knows one of her songs that she has written. And, my dad was a cantilla player. He was a fourth generation player. And, but it was dad's thing. Every night after work, he would play. But I didn't hardly touch the cantilla until, 14 years after he died. I had to see if an old dog could learn new tricks. And I wish I would have started as a kid. I started when I was 50.
Sure.
And I knew how he played it, so it was easy for me to learn. And in my retirement days, we traveled all over the U.S. and even to Finland with a group to play.
We spoke with you about 2 weeks ago now. Have you, anything new pop up? Do you have any exciting events or anything cool that you'd like to share?
No, I have pretty much been at home in recent times, and I've been writing tunes almost every day. I have something over 300 pieces for this year already, and that's basically is what I've been doing is being at home and writing music.
Very nice. Now, how do you know when a song's done?
How is that?
How do you know when you've finished a song? I mean, how do you know, like, when you got all the elements that you want?
Well, there's a certain pattern that music has, and when I get to the end of that piece, it's like saying amen, end of the piece. It just has its own ending. So that's been my hobby in the last few months.
Sure.
Right. Yeah.
And so, Wilhoud, with with the release of your albums and everything, I mean, what is the feeling that you get when you're performing these songs live, and you know that people have actually heard these songs now from the music that you've recorded?
Well, it's just a pleasure to know that I'm able to play these tunes that I've written, and a lot of the church music that I write, people recognize them. And once in a while, the audience will start singing the words of a song that they know. I played for some retired teachers 2-3 years ago, and there were about 175 retired teachers, and there was a tune they recognized, and the whole audience seemed like they joined in singing.
Very cool. And as your family hears you perform, are they? I'm assuming they're all super supportive, right?
Yes, they are. And my daughter, is a good player, so sometimes she will play with me as well as my sister. So sometimes there's the three of us playing.
Very cool. That's very cool. I mean, do you guys ever get out there and perform together like that, or?
We do once in a while, not real recent, but there are times when we do get together and perform.
Very cool. Well, do you have anything new that you'd like to perform possibly tonight on the show?
Well, I don't know how new they are, but I could do a tune or two right now if you want me to play.
Absolutely, that'd be great.
I've sort of written tunes for different ones in the family, and this is to one of my grandchildren, Kenny, and they call me Uki. That's granddaddy in Finnish, Uki.
Okay.
So the name of this song is To Kenny from Uki. Kenny from Uki.
Very cool. That's a very, very pretty song. And again, you know, what I always say about your performances are that they're very soothing. So I can only imagine, you know, having this around the house and having this around family all the time, and just being able to hear it and genuinely relax, you know, when you hear this being played. It's just a great thing.
I usually tell my buyers of these, don't play them in the car. There's a Finnish saying that if the kantele doesn't cheer you up or put you to sleep, throw it away. I don't want them to fall asleep listening to my music in the while driving the car.
Very true, very true. But hey, you know what? That's a good thing. If you can put you down like that, that's perfect. You can come to our house and hopefully play my son to sleep with that.
Yeah.
So now that song. When did you come up with that? And how long did that particular song take to write?
Oh, most of them. It takes anywhere from an hour to 2 or 3 hours, but I don't remember how long this one took, but once I get started with the first four measures, it'll quickly lead me into other measures. Most of my music has about, I'm not sure, around 14. I can't think of the number, but it's about 36 measures or 28, somewhere around there.
Very cool. And so do you have songs for, you know, pretty much everyone that comes in and out of your life? I mean, do you have songs for family members?
You mean songs I write?
Oh, yeah.
Or what?
Yeah, I mean, in general, I mean, do you write songs for family often? You know, different people that you have
in your life? Oh, yeah, but most of my music is, it'll have a number, like Roman numeral 47 dash, and then each year I usually have a different Roman numeral, but this year I've been doing 6 months of one number, and then the other 6 months another number. So most of my music will just have a number and a date.
Well, you got to keep track of it somehow, right?
Yes, yes.
Very cool. Well, do you have something else you'd like to perform for us?
I can do a tune that maybe at least the Finns would recognize. Kotimani Ompi Suomi. My homeland is Finland. Kotimani Ompi Suomi. My homeland is Finland.
Now, Wilho, how many times or how often do you go to Finland?
I've been there at least 7 times, I think. The last time I went was our Kantala group went there to do a Kantala Mass in about 7-8 churches.
Mm-hmm.
And that was about 10 years ago when that was. And then I've gone with my wife to visit family, and she goes even more often than I have gone. She grew up in Finland.
Mm-hmm.
And
what do you like most about it when you go there?
Well, it's just neat to meet family that are over there.
Mm-hmm.
And get to see the places where my folks grew up.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Very cool. Very cool. And so when you go there, have you come back and had songs also, you know, more songs like the one you just played that kind of were, you know, almost like inspired by your trips there?
Well, I write tunes while I'm over there once in a while, too.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the music that I do here, I put it directly into the computer.
Right.
Instead of writing it out by pencil.
Sure, sure.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
A lady in Finland about 10, 12 years ago, she she took 365 of my tunes and put them into a book.
Oh, wow.
And I'm not into writing books, so but she has done that, so she did. And, and the 365, the name of the book is Tune a Day. 365.
I like that. Very clever.
And the front of the book has a... Yes?
How many songs do you actually have then written?
Oh, between 4,000 and 5,000.
Whoa. 4,000 and 5,000.
Somewhere in between there, yeah. It may be close to 5,000 by now.
And of
and
that 5,000?
I write them in the, key of G, one sharp. And then with the computer, I can easily make them into other keys. So most of my music the last several years, I've written them in G, and then I make a copy in C, no sharps or flats,
mm-hmm.
and also in two sharps. So the music I've written in one key has, I've had them printed out in altogether in three different keys.
Very cool. Now, of those 5,000 songs, right, how many are these two albums the only two actual releases that you have available, and are you planning on doing anything else?
CDs, you mean?
Yes.
Well, I'm kind of hoping to get a Christmas CD out. I think I would probably have my daughter join me in doing that, but we haven't gotten it done yet.
Well, that would definitely be something, though, huh?
Yeah.
Well, if you had anything what's a Christmas song that you typically play for people?
Well, the common ones.
Uh-huh.
Silent Night.
Sure, Silent Night, yeah,
and
of course.
Any of those Christmas songs I usually do.
Okay. And you've performed them live before, I'm assuming, right?
Yes.
Very cool.
Come Christmas time.
Sure. Oh, of course.
You want it to play now?
Sure, yeah, if you got one. Get us in the mood for Christmas, please.
I'll do Silent Night for you.
Okay. That always gets me in the Christmas mood. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Getting a head start on Christmas.
Hey, I love it. You know, if I get all my shopping done before it, That'd be great. But thank you. Yes, absolutely. I mean, and again, it just sounds so pretty. It sounds so perfect and the
well,
perfect.
It's a fun toy.
It's great. It's definitely very cool to hear. So now let me ask you this on the creative side of things. Do you have a mood or a tone or anything that you need done when you're trying to write music? I mean, do you have to, you know, you tell your wife, you know, give me 10 minutes, let me just kind of hang out here for a second and kind of diddle on things for a bit? How does it work for you?
Not really. I just, start playing just basic things on the cantilla and some idea pops in my mind, so I pursue that and there starts a new piece.
And so now as we're winding down to the final couple minutes of the show, we have about 3.5 minutes or so. I'm just wondering, do you have anything that you'd like to showcase from the albums, from one of the albums, if you want to play a song from one of the albums, possibly? I was thinking maybe we could play something off of From Willie's Attic.
Do you have my CDs there?
I do have your CDs. Do you want me to just play the song from the album?
Sure.
Or do you want to perform it live?
Oh, any piece there.
Sure. Okay, no problem. And we were going to play, let's see what we can play here. We'll go with, this is Livicott Live.
Uh-huh.
All right, and this is from the album From Willie's Attic. Album From Willie's Attic. So we have only about a minute here, a minute and a half or so left. So what would you like to lead us out, send us out with something that you're going to perform live now?
Well, I could do a tune that maybe most everyone may recognize. He, the Pearly Gates Will Open.
Okay, and thank you again to Will Hosari for joining us. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And, again, thanks for listening to CMC Radio. We'll see you soon. We're going to lead you out one more time with Will Hosari. Thanks, Will Ho.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Willow. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And as always, we love having you on the show, and we hope to hear back from you and have you back on in the near future, all right?
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Well, have a great night. And from everyone here at CMC Radio, this is Rob May saying we'll see you soon. Take care, everybody.